This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So several members of the Congress of the People here in Gauteng are reportedly calling on the party's leader, Musiwa Lekota, to step down as party president and as a member of parliament, citing his failing health and that he suffers from poor memory. They say that it is clear that Mr. Lekota is no longer coping with the workload in parliament. Mr. Lekota has also been accused of meddling in regional issues. There are reports of a resolution taken by constituency congress committees in Gauteng to have Mr. Lekota step down. Well, the man himself is, by the way, the calls are for him to step down and be replaced by his deputy, Willie Madisha. Well, for his part, Ntate Lekota has remained defiant and has accused those calling for him to step down of breaching several parts of the party's constitution. Let's speak to Secretary of COPE, Nekurileni Mxolisi Ntobela. Good morning to you and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, sir, and also good morning to your listeners.
So what is the situation here? I mean, I would imagine that for you to have reached this point, there must have been engagements with Mr. Lekota himself. How did you reach the conclusion that his health is failing and there may well be problems with his memory and so on?
He was being advised several times by the Congress Executive Committee, been seeing his health condition, of which are private, that cannot be discussed in public.
Indeed.
Yes. Then we also saying that because of aging, he's no longer fit enough to lead the party. For three, we are saying that he has already violated the constitution of the Congress of the People by allowing and supporting an individual called Comrade Thomas Mofokeng to illegally so installing himself to Ekurhuleni Council.
Mm. So
now, yes.
Okay, please carry on.
Yes. Now we are saying that because as a leader of the party who is a custodian of the constitution and policies, relying with the guiding documents of the party, he cannot really have been acted in the manner that he acted on it. He should have been at least acted otherwise.
Now, I mean, I guess it is difficult, as you say. I don't want to delve into his whatever mental or health condition he may be suffering from or dealing with at this stage. However, I think it's important that we understand what the consequences of this health or the effect on his functionality of this condition that you speak of. What is it that is happening? And I mean, what are the examples that you can cite? I mean, what you have just cited just sounds to me nothing more than the usual machinations and internal, squabbles within the party. But in as far as it is impairing him from doing his work, what do you cite in as far as that's concerned?
We are really not satisfied because there is a lot of workload in parliament. So for him and his conditions that I've already mentioned, he can no longer really carry on. So we are calling for at least for him to step aside. And for now, given all the affairs of the party to be run by the deputy president, and then at a certain stage, whereby the Congress of the People will be having conference, then thereby the members of the Congress of the People will elect its own leader.
You see, Mr. Ntobela, at the moment, what I'm hearing you is, what I'm hearing coming across is not, you showing me or, you know, giving me a set of facts that demonstrate somebody who's struggling with failing health. What I'm hearing is you raising concerns about somebody's effectiveness and somebody's style of leadership. I mean, that alone is not something, reason enough, surely, for somebody to step down. I don't even know the details of your constitution, but you can't be stepping down because somebody doesn't like your style of leadership.
That is not about a leading style of leadership. It's a violation of the constitution. He violated it. The constitution of the Congress of the People states it very clear that the only structure that have an authority to remove a public representative of the Congress of the People is a Congress National Committee, not the president, not the deputy president, or anyone else.
Right. Now, well, he, for his part, has accused those of you calling for him to step aside of breaching several parts of the... So he is also saying that you are in breach of the constitution of the party in terms of not following any processes to try and have him removed or following the right processes.
That is mischievous and misleading.
How so?
We are the members of the Congress of the People. We are the members of the Congress of the People who also have taken a stance. But now, by saying the status quo of this province mostly, and also his leadership, and also looking at the way that are happening in the Congress of the People, that now, because of his conditions that have been already stated here, can no longer really taking off the duties of the Congress of the People.
He is quoted as saying he doesn't know who you are. You know, as a, when I say you, not yourself, or you as an individual, but the grouping that is calling for him to step down. He says, questioning even the member, your membership of the party. Is this an example of the failing memory that you speak of, or is it just him being mischievous, as you put it?
No. I can say that as an old man, his memory may be sometimes here and there have really not good enough.
So what's the next step for you? I mean, is there a provision in your constitution where you can vote a president out because of his lack of capacity to carry on? Or what do you do next? Are you going to court, or how do you deal with this?
No, first of all, we have made this call. And we are calling the Congress National Committee to sit down and tell the president to step aside. Then thereafter, if there are no any consequences, we'll take the matter further.
All right, we'll leave it there. Mxolisi Ntobela is the secretary of the COPE in Ekurhuleni. They're calling for Musiwa Lekota to step down because they're saying his failing health and his age means he can no longer carry on the workload required in parliament. By the way, for the record, Mr. Musiwa Lekota is 73 years old.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.